Living as an unemployed gay, bisexual, or man who has sex with men in Nigeria can actually be a death sentence, according to Michael Igodaro, a program and policy assistant for AVAC, a global advocacy program for HIV prevention. A controversial bill banning same-sex relationships passed in the West African nation in 2014, leading to a crackdown on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and homosexual people. Igodaro, who fled the country in 2015 following a brutal attack and death threats, shared the story of his former gay roommate, Daniel.
I remember a day Daniel came to my office after he had seen the doctor. He said to me, "Michael, I just lost my job because my boss suspects I'm gay." He said, "The one issue for me now is how to take my ARVs without a job." I sat there and looked at him and said, "Daniel, this too shall pass, and you shall be fine," without actually knowing if it would be fine.
Daniel recently passed away from AIDS-related complications, he said. More than 70 countries around the world still criminalize same-sex activity and relationships, says Thomas La Silvia of the U.S. Global AIDS Coordination and Health Diplomacy Office. The U.S. President's Emergency Relief AIDS Program, PEPFAR, which works to expand access to HIV services to LGBT people by creating accepting environments, has programs in some of these countries. Here's La Silvia.
When we look to some of our own PEPFAR-supported countries and the challenges of many people at risk for HIV infection or who need access to care, they often live under the threat of political and institutionalized discrimination and violence. We believe that we will not achieve an AIDS-free generation unless we support true equality and dignity for all and shine a bright light on the places where stigma, discrimination, and gender inequality continue to fuel the epidemic.
Unfortunately, Thomas La Silvia says, there is a lack of global political will. There's a concern that countries are downplaying the epidemic among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men community, warns Nadia Rafif, director of policy at the Global Forum of Men Having Sex with Men and HIV. She's hoping bold and new targets for HIV treatment and prevention come out of the high-level UNAIDS meeting in June.
It's time to assert that without new investment, there is a very real possibility that the epidemic will rebound, causing the unnecessary deaths of millions, particularly gay and bisexual men. So we are here also because we worry. We worry that maybe it will be the last high-level meeting on HIV. We worry because some governments have lost interest on HIV, and we want to be sure that they will be here for the declaration. And we worry because we will be in trouble for the next 5 years if everybody is not committed to have a strong declaration.
Representatives of governments worldwide are expected to issue a strong political statement or declaration to the global response to HIV. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.